the FBI in peace and war. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, Double Play.
So there it is, the bottom of the ninth. Two out and a full count against me. Looks like the game's headed for extra innings. But then Big Nick sends along the old gopher ball. I see it coming. I get ready and I swing. Going, going, gone, and the ball game is over.
You sure clouded that one, Luke.
I do, with four bases, the second of left Nick's hand back.
Well, look who's here. Hiya, sis.
Hello, Luke. Am I interrupting something?
Well, now you lie. Benny, pull up a chair. Hi. You know Benny Case, don't you?
Sure. How are you, Benny?
Well, I can play. Sure, sure.
I can only stay a minute. I'm having dinner with a friend.
Sit down for the minute, then.
You falling for it, honey?
Like a ton of bricks. He's looking over this way, isn't he?
And how?
Five that your penny comes over the vibes as soon as you sign the menu. How do you think for Hoppy?
Soon as I what?
Sign the menu for his kid. When he heard the great Luke Welker was my very own father, it was just my stopping him.
Big shot papa, huh?
Go on and start writing. To Walter Bauer Jr. from his pal Luke.
Where's this character from, sir?
Oklahoma. He's here in town for some convention.
Baseball happy, huh?
Don't miss a game long as he's here.
Good, yeah, that's kind of really asked for it. He'll give him the old bean ball and never know what hit him. There you are, sir. Real pleasure.
To Walter Bauer Jr. from his pal Luke. Oh, that's well, Luke. Thanks a lot.
Anytime for a friend of my sister's.
You had him pegged, the character's coming over.
Sorry, boy.
Not as sorry as he's going to be. Sit back and relax, folks. Luke Welker is going to work.
Sid Romer, alias Luke Welker, had a harried and unprofitable career as a petty drifter until one particular day in July of last year. On that particular day, as he was leaving a ballpark, Romer found himself besieged by youthful autograph seekers who, it turned out, had mistaken him for Luke Welker. This unexpected affinity with the well-known ball player set the machinery spinning in Romer's warped brain and changed his career on the spot. From that moment on, as Luke Welker's double, he and his attractive wife began working a brand new kind of statistic into the record book.
Yes, who is it?
Me, Vera. Walter. Want me to come up?
Oh, no, I'm already, Walter. Coming right down.
Now, don't be long now. The game starts 8 o'clock sharp.
I won't be. Call a cab. I'll be down in a minute.
Now, that was real nice of you, honey.
Sure. A guy his age shouldn't have to climb four flights. Zip me up, huh?
You know, you look pretty fancy for a ball game.
Why don't you dial up like that when you go stepping with me?
Dial up? For my breath.
Yeah. Okay.
Stop looking and dip.
A pleasure. Where is he taking you anyway?
The stadium, where else?
I mean after. How's that?
You tell me.
Well, if I were Walter Bauer and he was anything like me.
He isn't, thank heaven. Walter Bauer's a perfect gentleman.
Yeah.
The game, a high ball or two after it at some night spot. And then sit home with goodbye at the front door.
Yeah, one of those, huh?
Mm.
Not even a cozy carriage ride around the park?
Don't be juvenile, Pet. The guy's lonely. He's never been this far from Mama. All he wants
is company. Another ball fan. I know the type.
Well, that's Walter. And he's all right.
No guy is all right if he thinks anything's crooked in baseball.
Haven't told him yet.
No, I haven't.
Haven't had the chance. I can't get a word in edgewise. Walter does all the talking.
Yeah, got a wife who doesn't understand him, huh?
No, on the contrary. She understands him very well. He's got a marriage that works, two kids with snapshots, a 60G home all paid for, and the only thing Oklahoma needs is a home ball club like Kansas City.
Okay, I'll take your word. You better get downstairs.
Yeah. I don't think it'd be so good if he came up looking for me.
No.
Besides, you're playing tonight, aren't you?
My trouble is, I'll tune in on the TV, see how I make out.
Night, honey.
Night, sis.
Hey.
You know, that Walter character, I don't know what he's missing. So long, Vera. I hope our team wins by a mile.
Well, we should. I mean, after all, with a clean-up hitter like Luke Welker batting for
us. Yeah, you could say that again. With me on deck, should be a breeze.
You know something, honey? It's really remarkable.
What is?
How you can look so much like the guy and still can't tell first from home plate.
Yeah. It is remarkable, isn't it? But I can always tell a sucker when I see one, Vera. And with any kind of fielding luck, we should pull off a double play.
Back to double play in just a moment. What does the code of conduct mean to the American military man? It means more than just his being a good fighting man. It means the building of a soldier, sailor, marine, or airman's moral character. It means pride in his country and respect for its principles. It means a sense of honor and a sense of responsibility toward a way of life which has made America free. That's what the code means to the American military man. Tri-Story, double play.
And the following warning is being issued for the guidance of all persons frequenting the nation's baseball parks. Recent complaints reaching this office indicate that a man posing as Luke Welker...
Chief.
Yes.
Those men are here from the FBI now.
Oh, good. All right, Ryan, we'll finish this up later on. Come in. Hello, gentlemen. Come in. Pull up a couple of chairs. And, Ryan, no interruptions, please. All these men are here. Well, sit down. Sit down, please.
Thank you.
Either one of you smoke cigars?
Strictly cigarette, man, Chief. Thanks anyway.
You'll find some in that box right next to you. Now, here's that letter I spoke about over the phone. The commissioner should be here any minute now. He can fill you in on what I missed. Down to size, it's the same story they've been getting. Only this time the victim decided to put it in writing.
No signature, though.
No, this is anonymous, like all the others. And like the others, this fellow was really burned.
At baseball or at Luke Welker?
He thinks at Luke Welker. Of course, he still has no idea he was dealing with a phony. Well, there's a letter right there, Mr. Reynolds.
Oh, thanks.
It seems the victim this time was a bachelor. He met Welker's lookalike in the usual way through the sister act. He let him in on the supposed sick game. Now he's letting us in on how Welker crossed him.
He doesn't say in the letter that he put up any money himself.
Do they ever say that?
Unfortunately, never. And the minute they find out the real truth of the swindle, they shut up tighter than ever.
Well, that's what I told the commission. They said you'd think the least people like that would do would be to cooperate.
Cooperate and admit they tried to cash in on a fraud?
That's what I told them. And that's where you people come in.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is a serious business, gentlemen. I don't have to tell you that. Baseball is clean as a whistle. And no cheap crook is going to muddy up its good name.
Even though the whole setup's a phony.
Well, you know how word spreads, phony or not. Pretty soon people begin to believe it. Baseball is honest, Mr. Stevens. It's the one game you can count on. Yes. Oh, thanks, Sergeant. Send him in. Well, he's here, gentlemen. If that letter and what I just said haven't provided the picture, I'm sure this official can give you the full story on just how these swindlers play ball.
Hello, honey. Where are you?
You knew it was me, huh?
Oh, baseball game's been over almost 2 hours. I've been waiting a good word.
Well, it's good, all right. Only keep your voice down.
Bauer's still with you?
You were at the big club having a highball. And believe me, he needs one.
You gave him the routine?
I did. Didn't you know this character's taking it harder than any of you?
They all take it hard. They still want in. Take my word, Bauer's the money man like the rest.
Well, you'll find out anyway. Can you fix it for the team locker room end of the week?
Sure. There's no game Friday. I can arrange to have the run of the place. You better get back to him, Vera, before he cries or fears.
Okay, honey. See you later.
Right. See you later.
I was wrong, was I?
What can I tell my boy? What?
Yeah.
And Luke Welker, of all people, Luke Welker!
You're not still brooding over that, Walter. I'm sorry I let it slip. Really, I am.
I can't take it in, Vera. I just can't.
Now, stop being so naive, dear.
Naive, yes, I certainly must be. I could have sworn on a stack of Bibles that baseball, of all sports...
Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned it. Honestly, I don't know what got into me.
No, no, no. I'm glad you did. A fellow like me wants the truth. Even if it hurts. And besides, I was thinking...
Yeah?
Well, I was thinking if a fellow was in the know. I mean, if he knew in advance just which game it was,
he could make himself a pile of money.
Well, couldn't he?
Walter, how do you think my brother maintains a bank account in six figures?
Six figures?
You know baseball. A player's life is six, maybe 8 years, if he's lucky. You don't think a man like Luke's going to settle for salary and fees?
Gambling.
Gambling on a sure thing. Luke learned that over the years.
I'm learning every day. Say, Vera.
Yes?
You don't suppose. That is to say,
Yes, sir?
Oh, never mind. It was just a crazy idea.
What was?
Nothing, nothing. Forget it.
Mm-hmm. My father.
Huh?
My brother might let you know which game in advance. That was a crazy idea, wasn't it?
Well,
It was, wasn't it?
Well, yes, it was, but it's plain crazy, so forget it.
That's what you want?
He might let me know? You mean that?
Sonny, I thought your reaction would be different. I thought you'd be so outraged.
I am, Vera. Outraged and disappointed. But,
But what?
Why fight City Hall? Huh?
What do you tell your boy?
Oh, why tell him anything? Your brother might let me know, Vera, huh?
I can't speak for Luke, but I can get the two of you together. Now, Luke has gotten practice tomorrow, and... Oh, why do I like you so much?
You can get us together. That's good enough for me. I didn't get to the top of shirts on pool, you know. Vera, you're a piece, a real piece.
Now, remember, I didn't say he would let you in, Walter. All I said was he might. The rest is up to you.
What's that, Mr. Welker?
I said, what's that you said?
What?
What's that you said?
I said, how about letting a good friend of your sister's in on the next shift?
What's that?
I said...
I heard what you said. I meant, Chris, what do you mean by that?
What? Well, didn't Vera tell you?
Vera told me you had something to talk to me about. That's all Vera told me.
Oh.
Now, suppose you tell me just what you meant by the next fix, huh?
These locker rooms have ears.
Tell me, that's all.
Well, Vera did indicate that you were touchy on the subject, and I just thought, well, if you would merely tip me off in advance when you were planning to drop a game.
Bauer.
Yes?
Just how would I know such a thing in advance?
How? Oh, come on, Lou.
You better get out of here, Bauer, fast.
No, Lou.
You heard me out. Luke Welker won't take slurs on the good name of baseball, even from a friend of my sister.
Now, get out.
I'm warning you while I still remember you're a friend of hers.
Yeah, and while I still remember that 0 for 16 last year.
What?
You haven't forgotten that series, have you?
These locker rooms have ears.
You haven't, have you?
You
I'm a police officer.
What?
FBI?
I'm insurance, Mr. Welker.
Sure. Well, for a minute there. Walt, you've got me in an embarrassing position, you know, man.
Yes, I know, but Walter Bauer is the very soul of discretion. As anyone in Oklahoma, nothing goes beyond me.
That sister of mine, she told you, huh? One highball and she's a regular phonograph.
No, you're wrong there. I had to pull this out of her.
So? So? What can I do? You win, Walt. You'll be tipped off in advance. Like I say, you've got me in an embarrassing position. What can I do?
Back to Double Play in just a moment. Friends, this is Jimmy Wallington. You know, many great men have attained the highest office in our land, the presidency of the United States. Can you guess the name of this man? He was born in Ohio in 1831. A poor boy, his early life was a struggle with poverty, and he worked his way through Williams College. Later, he became a college instructor. During the Civil War, he rose to the rank of Major General, and while still in uniform, was elected to Congress. He served on many important committees, military affairs, ways and means, appropriations, and in 1880, he was elected as United States Senator from Ohio. It seems that events in this man's life continually overlap, new jobs piling themselves one on top of the other as it moves to an inevitable climax. A few weeks after his election as senator, he became his party's candidate for president and won the election. He should have his name by now. But in case you don't, here's one more important clue. An assassin's bullet claimed his life only 5 months after he took office. And this great man's career ended at its highest point. Yes, he was James A. Garfield, 20th President of the United States. His life is part of your American heritage. Act 3 of tonight's story on the FBI and Peace and War. Double Play. Luke Welker impersonation. Confirmation report by Agent Reynolds, man seen in company alleged swindler resembling famous baseball player. Man identified as Oklahoma shirt manufacturer. Reynolds and the undersigned, following through with round-the-clock surveillance, will advise developer. Sign it, please.
Yes, who is it?
It's me, Vera. Benny.
Oh, come on up.
Benny?
On his way up.
Good. I don't want to be late for the stadium. As soon as we place our bets, I'll be going. Brought your money, Walt?
I did. $10,000. That's on cash.
That's what you said.
Well, I know Benny. He just laughs at checks from a stranger.
And he won't give us any trouble, will he, Luke? Benny?
He probably will, but you leave that to me.
I'm grateful to you for this, Luke. Grateful to you both.
Skip it. My dear sister pulled a bonehead play, and I'm stuck with it.
Now, Luke.
Skip what I said and fix us a drink. We can skip the drink, too. Here he is.
Oh, it's there.
Come in, Benny.
Close the door quick, dear. Anyone follow me?
Follow you?
Yeah, look.
I don't think so, Benny. I've been watching you all this time out the window.
Oh, good. I shake him. Okay, let's have your money. And it... Who's this?
A friend of mine. I think you two have already met, haven't you?
Yes,
What's the idea, Vera? You should know better than to have anybody around. Huh?
And Mr. Bauer is also a friend of mine. He's going to play the bet with us.
He's what?
Benny.
You out of your mind? Have you two gone out of your head?
Benny, will you stop shouting and listen? Mr. Bauer knows all about this.
He does?
He does.
How does he know?
What's the difference? How? He knows, and he's going to play the bet.
Okay, Luke, if you say so. A couple of bucks token bet, huh, Mr. Bauer? $5? $10?
Well, $10,000, Benny, same as me.
$10,000.
Well, five, maybe.
Oh, that's decent of you, Walt. For the same bet as me, I promise that's what it's going to be.
I can't play that kind of dough around. Look, I'm sorry, but you'll have to count me out.
Danny.
It's no use, Vera. I'm sorry.
What if Luke didn't place a bet this time?
What's that?
What if he didn't, Danny?
Now, hold on a minute, Vera.
Look, you made a promise to Mr. Bauer. If Benny can't pay for both of you, at least he can't for him.
Yeah, I know, but...
How about it, Benny?
Well, sure, Vera. One or the other I can handle, only not both. It's up to Luke.
Well?
Fine, how do you do? Can't even get in my own play.
Good, then it's settled. Walter.
I have the money right here, $10,000 even.
Yes. Cash.
There you are, Mr. Case. I'm beholden to you, sir, and have no fear I'm going to make this worth your while.
Worth my word. You know what the bookie could make out of me if he ever got wind of... Well, I'd better blow if I'm going to get this down. So, folks, I'll be back with the payoff.
Benny.
Yes.
Good odds, huh?
Very good.
What do you say you put something down for me, huh? I'm easily grand anyway.
Sorry.
500. Here, nice, crisp, new bill.
Nothing doing.
A lousy cent.
Nope, sorry.
I thought you said I wasn't following.
Huh?
I thought you said you were watching for me all this time.
I was.
And who's those two characters standing out there?
What two characters?
No, Benny, don't overplay your hand.
Who's overplaying?
Benny, there's nobody following you. There's nobody out there. Do it, will you? He's not that dumb. Get out of here.
Not me.
What's the trouble, Luke? Can I help?
No. You stay right here, Walt. Mr. Case just has some fanciful notion somebody's out in the hall.
I sure do.
Going out there, Benny. Now, go on, open that door. Open it, you hear me?
I hear, but I won't open it.
Very well, I will. There, now, you see.
Easy, Luke. How about you?
Huh?
You are Luke Welker, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, no.
Yes?
Who are you?
FBI. He means no.
No?
Walter, take my advice. Stay out of this.
What is the meaning of this intrusion?
As if you didn't know.
You're under arrest. That's the meaning.
Arrest?
Stay out, Walter. Take my advice.
What am I under arrest for?
Fraud, impersonation, transportation of stolen funds. That money you're waving about. Let's have it, please.
Huh? This money?
That money.
You mean his money. This is my money, honest. Gentlemen.
Take my advice, Walter. Stay out.
Take care of those bills, Luke.
It's mine, I tell you. Benny, tell them.
You can both tell us at headquarters when we book you.
Book who?
You.
Me?
All of you.
Will someone kindly tell me what this is about?
Yeah, Walter, I'll tell you. It's about baseball. Seems the game isn't crooked after all.
Crooked? I should hope not. Luke and me got a double sawbuck riding on his pennant race.
Yeah, I hate to think we wasn't getting an honest play. Oh, what are we waiting for? Copper, let's go.
It took a jury less than an hour to convict Benny Case and Sid and Vera Romer on charges of fraud and transportation of stolen property. Each was sentenced to 6 years in prison. And Romer will face a further charge of impersonating the ball player, Luke Welker. For the present, our books are closed on the trio that struck out while trying to put across a double play. In tonight's story, Connie Lindsay played the part of Vera Romer, Eric Dressler with Walter Bauer. This radio dramatization for the FBI and Peace and War was written by Jack Anson Fink. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI and Peace and War. And the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.